Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
Today we are with Dr. Nando Sigona, who's a Birmingham Fellow at the School of Social Policy here at the University of Birmingham. Hello, Nando.
Hello.
So can you tell us a bit about what you do here at the university?
I do work on migration and diversity. I'm particularly interested on the impact of legal status and immigration regimes on the way that people cope with life, what they do, their everyday experiences of the country. So, for example, looking at the way that immigration enforcement operate, how this changed the experiences of migrants, but not only those who are illegal, in inverted commas, but also regular migrants that really feel the pressure when the debate around migration tend to get polarized and there is an undertone that is xenophobic, as you can see now these days in the UK.
So it's really their legal status, how that affects them socially.
Yeah, that's the starting point, but also to look at the way that we treat undocumented migrants or migrants in general, what tell us about the meaning of citizenship, to be a citizen in our society. If you look, for example, at the case of families with mixed legal status, for example, one person with citizenship and the other one as a migrant, you can really see the effect that a recent immigration regulation introduced the last year are having on the family relations. The Home Office introduced an income threshold of about £19,000 for a British citizen who want to marry someone from outside the EU. Well, it may seem reasonable if you think just on a superficial level, but if you think that about 40% of the British citizens don't have an income of 19,000, what does it mean? Does it mean that we are not allowed to fall in love with someone because you are poor? I mean, I feel it's deeply unfair. And also, if you look again to this threshold, this is affecting much more women than men, because women, as we know in society, tend to have lower salaries, and particularly women living in the north of England. The way that these regulations are implemented produce very unfair and unjust outcomes, not only for the migrants, but also for British citizens. So this, I'm really interested in this intersection, while when you talk about migration, you're not only talking about the aliens, but also about the citizens.
So recently we had a case with the Advertising Standards Agency actually criticised the Home Office for their controversial Go Home campaign, where they've been driving vans around neighbourhoods in London saying Go Home on, targeted at people that are illegally living in the UK. It seems quite a hostile approach.
I think you're right in the sense that sending a billboard around neighbourhood of London with a highly diverse population doesn't really produce immigration enforcement, or is telling us something else, as many people have pointed out. You're not really doing much in terms of fighting undocumented migration. I think what you are doing is sending a message to voters about your anti-immigration credentials. And so in a sense, this is much more a response to the last local election than a serious tool for addressing the issues of undocumented migration. The point is not saying that the country, the government, is not entitled to regulate migration and address the issues of those who stay without status in the country. It's not that the point. The point is that I don't think that these initiatives produce that kind of result, and the side effects are much worse than the Home Office seems to understand. I think that if you look at the neighbourhoods where they have targeted this campaign, in London in particular, they tell us also something else. They tell us that not all undocumented migrants are the same, but it seems like the government is targeting specific kind of undocumented migrants, the ones that are not white in particular, so that they target areas where there are no migrants groups, but they are not targeting areas where there is a high population of Australian or American citizens, which are also among them that are undocumented migrants. Just to give you an example, if you look at the statistic about forced removal from the country, there is a very strong color line. You know, the at the top of the countries which are more affected, the migrants who are more affected by deportation or forced removals, there are Nigeria, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, China. Now, these are our countries that have a significant number of migrants in this country. Among them, there are also undocumented migrants. But there are also other countries that have undocumented migrants, and they are not in these statistics. So it tells us, when we look at these initiatives, we also have to look at them critically, really say what tell us about who the government see as an undocumented or illegal, and also what are the side effects of this kind of initiatives.
So over in the US, since Barack Obama's re-election, they're really tackling immigration in a completely different way, aren't they?
Last summer, just a few weeks before the election, Barack Obama issued an executive order called DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which basically enabled young migrants who had arrived in the US before 16 and they were residing in the country without a legal document to apply for a deferral of their deportation order. So basically, on one end, they were basically allowed to stay for 2 years, but also the other important thing, they were allowed to work legally. And they also allowed to reapply at the end of the 2 years for a further term of regularity. Residing in the country. So it's a big thing from the point of view of what is possibly 1 million young people in the US that are in this situation. Since then, on the 15th of August last year, they started to accept application for DACA. And in the first 9 months, they have received over 500,000 application. And the success rate is of about 90%. So about 90% of those who applied have received the deferred action decision. So they are now living in a much better life. Young people, even if they are undocumented, have access, for example, to higher education. And they also are able to speak out. So there is a very strong social movement of young undocumented migrants called the Dreamers, which has been very vocal both before the election and afterwards, trying to promote a more fully immigration reform. These days, there is what seems to be a proposal of immigration reform under consideration by the House of Representatives in the US. It went already through the Senate, and it's a very progressive and medium-long-term way of thinking about immigration, which seems the opposite of what is happening in UK at the moment.
We've got this different approach in the US and this quite controversial approach in the UK at the moment. Are we going to see a positive change long-term?
What I can tell you is that there is a need to think about, in particular, to the situation of the undocumented migrant children and young people in this country. This group of migrants is completely absent from the debate at the moment. In a research I conducted last year, I estimated 120,000 young undocumented migrants under 18 in the country at the moment, and they are completely absent from any discussion. What this number tells us is not a huge number. We are talking about the 1% of the total under 18 population in the country. At the same time, we are also talking of young people that may have they were born in UK, about 50% of them, or they arrived here when they were very young. So these young people, they are growing up in the country. They learn English as almost as their first language. They feel British, if not English, and they have no future. So there is really a need to think about what to do of these young people. The idea of sending them back home is not feasible. And actually, if you look at the statistic about forced removal, you will see that the number of young people that are sent back, it's minimal compared to the adult population. Because there is an understanding that where are you going to send these young people back? If they are born in UK or they spend most of their time, they have no idea of the country of origin of their parents. They should be blamed for the decision of their parents or criminalized because the decision their parents took. So there is an idea that we need to think about the future for these young people. And there is groups of young undocumented and documented migrants. They have started to mobilize and campaign around these issues through various kind of cultural initiatives, social movements like CoAction, which may bring the necessary shift in the debate that we need in order for then create the space for an immigration reform also in this country.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Nando. Dr. Nando Sagena, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists.